Jesse Trinidad is our guest. Your calls are coming up. This is a short segment, Jesse. But long segment coming up. Plenty of time to break down everything that's happening and going on. So, specifically, I remember a few years ago when you first wrote this here on this show, there were quite a few documents and affidavits and things that were blocked that you couldn't bring out at that time. I'm interested about the chain of events of when the affidavit and the rest of it was finally made public.
It was made public in this fight to get basically to what happened is I go to the court with some initial things that Nichols had given me, including documents, a few he'd had, plus his sworn statement. The judge has those, and plus he has the unredacted documents the FBI gave him. And that's when he ordered me, gave me an order, says, you go take that deposition. And, of course, the government immediately filed a motion asking him to reconsider and withdraw the order. And it took a year to fight that motion out. I mean, his original order allowing me to take the depositions was handed down in September of 2007. The FBI fought like hell for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this last September 2008, he denied their motion and said, I told you to go take the depositions. And they now here in the last few days appealed that order to the Court of Appeals. But the point I was going to make before the break to your audience is they've never denied the accusations. I mean, if my accusations are you infiltrated this group. You actually ginned these people up to do that bombing. You knew it was going to happen. And whether you wanted it to happen or not, you didn't stop it.
Oh, that's their M.O. I mean, take Ahmad Salam and the 93 World Trade Center. I'm sure you know the story. New York Times, Chicago Tribune. They all. I mean, this is a fact. They hire Ahmad Salam, like Andre Strassmeyer, being German intelligence. They hire Egyptian intelligence, buddies with the U.S. They bring him over. They say, oh, we're just going to bomb an empty building. You're going to build a fake bomb to bust some crazy Muslims. Then they say, now the target's the World Trade Center. We're going to build a real bomb to make it stick in court. He goes, I don't want to do that. And they say, you want your money? You're under orders. Then he builds the real bomb. They give him real detonators. Then they say, we're going to let him go ahead and bomb the building. He thinks they're setting him up. He records them ordering him to bomb the building. Now, I mean, again, how did the FBI get criminals this evil, Jesse?
Well, I think it's birds of a feather. There are lots of good FBI agents, and they've helped me. I don't know who they are. I receive things from people I don't know who they are.
But the high-level units, they're the bad ones.
They're the bad ones. So you don't rise to the top of the FBI without being basically a crook, in my opinion.
Bombing daycare centers, it's more than a crook.
A criminal.
I mean, this is sick. This is sick.
And I don't know if they intended it or not, but they did it. And the point is I accused them of it, and they never denied it.
Well, they changed the target from an empty building to the federal building.
But the point I was going to say is that they've never denied the accusations. They just pleaded with this judge not to give the documents to me, and he didn't accept that. And then they pleaded with him not to let this deposition go forward, and he didn't accept that. And for those of your audience of my age who remember Watergate, Watergate didn't come out overnight. It came out as a result of a mean-ass federal judge named John Sirica, who held the government's feet to the fire until the story came out. And I think we've got a John Sirica here.
I wonder if he's got his insurance up to date.
It's been a hard fight, and it's far from over. I know a lot of people say, you know, why are you doing it? And I said, I never started out to solve the Oklahoma City bombing. I just want justice for my family and the people who killed my brother.
But that's how it works in life, as you know. When you start out wanting justice for yourself, you find out it's connected to everybody else.
Well, this appears to be the case here because everything has taken me to Oklahoma City and the bombing. Every lead, every witness, every piece of destroyed evidence, it all goes back.
How do these FBI guys on the dark side, when you get around them, how do they behave?
Well, they tried twice to indict me. As I said, they harassed my family. I have my wife go out and start the car in the morning. That's a joke.
Let's talk about where this goes from here and other key points in the case when we get back. Then we're going to open the phones up at 800-259-9231. Our guest is Jesse Trinidad. We're very honored to have him with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I want to tell the FBI and police something. It's wrong the FBI and BATF were all out of the building when the FBI bombed it in 95. And I've been studying the enemy's attack pattern. I believe they're going to bring back the domestic terrorism. They're going to target military and police to get you all hyped up to attack the American people. You see in Seattle in 99 and Denver this year and Minneapolis, St. Paul this year, and in Ottawa this year. The police were caught everywhere this year, and of course hundreds of times previously, with cops dressed up like anarchists. They run up and attack other police. A lot of times the police don't even know they're being attacked by other cops, and it's real. In the case of Canada this year, for the big global summit, the North American Union summit, they knew it was staged, and it later came out that it was cops. After they attack themselves, they then rubber bullet and attack the peaceful crowd and baby carriages with pepper spray. And we've got videos of the after meeting police, you know, with them going, "Great job routing that scum, men. You see me shoot that lady in the face with rubber bullets?" cops, you think it's fun staging terror, provocateur attacks where somebody throws bottles at other cops. How about when the feds blow up your building with you in it? See, this isn't funny. Killing cops isn't funny. I know you think it's cute because when you're killing your own people, it's like a little fun inside goody good. But it's sick. It's degenerate. It's disgusting. When German intelligence got caught 2 weeks ago staging terror attacks against themselves, And they got caught. And you're all going to be caught for all of this. Now, I want to go to your phone calls coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. The main reason that we've got Jesse Trinidad here is he's won the big case. For a couple months, he's had a $250,000 reward out for evidence leading to the arrest of the people that killed his brother. He won the case, not for murder, but for all sorts of abuse and admitting the government did wrong. That's a big issue right there. And they did torture him to death, obviously, in the jail cell. That's not really being debated. The FBI, as he said, is not denying when he's in court. He's not denying when he puts out affidavits that they made the bomb. They trained the people. McVeigh was Army Black Ops. They were going to bomb an empty warehouse, but instead McVeigh got mad when they changed it to bombing the Murrah building. That's why they probably set him up as the patsy. So we're going to kill your whole family if you don't go along with this. Here's video of mommy out there taking the trash out. We're going to torture her to death for a long time if you don't play ball. When he was picked up, he was obviously drugged, stumbling around, foaming at the mouth, saying, I've got a chip in my butt. So no telling what happened there. Jolly and West, the famous mind control doctor from MKUltra hearings in 77, becomes his doctor until the time he's executed in Terre Haute. So that's some of the basics. But Eric Holder, involved in the cover-up, we have the internal memos, the emails. This is confirmed in the case about how he was running the cover-up of your brother's murder and how this was, quote, as complex as the Normandy invasion, and how they had to have a unified front PR spin. That's all up on Infowars.com. Plug your website with all the documents, photos, the reward, and then let's get into Holder and where you're going from here.
All the documents we've talked about are at the reward site, which is my brother's initials, Kenneth Michael Trinidad, KMT Reward, one word, KMTReward.com. It'll have it all there. And back to Eric Holder, the documents reflect that Holder ran the cover-up of my brother's murder. And Holder was the second in command of the Department of Justice in the Clinton-Reno Justice Department. And you have to ask yourself, what is the second in command of the Department of Justice doing, one, covering up a murder, period, but even being involved in the death of an ordinary citizen? You would never see that. And it didn't make sense at the time, but it does now. And if he knew, and I think he did, that if this murder was solved, it would go to the government's role in the bombing, then he sure would be involved in covering that up, because that would have cost Bill Clinton a reelection in 1996.
Well,
the American people had known about the FBI's role.
Well, we thought we were getting rid of the Clintons with Obama. People thought that. I knew they were running Obama. And here they all come. Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, they're saying Bill Clinton's going to be in the administration. All the same people that ran Waco and Oklahoma, they're just all back, and they want our guns. Please continue.
Well, I can say this, that I agree with you there, and I contributed money to Obama's campaign, and I voted for him, but I didn't vote for him to bring the Clintons back. And with the Clintons coming back into power, the chance of this story ever seeing the light of day, my brother's murder and the bombing, gets slimmer and slimmer.
Well, the whole government stages false flags all the time, so none of them are ever going to let it come out. But you have beat them so far. Where do you go from here?
Well, I think the most important thing, I have three big fights, obviously, to get the men who killed my brother. And the other fight is to get the truth out through Terry Nichols if something doesn't happen to him in the interim. And then I've sued him again. I understand that I've had on pretty good authority that there's a CIA report out there that says that the FBI was involved in Elohim City with the German government in that sting operation. And that the FBI does have a surveillance tape that shows the Ryder truck pulling up in front of the Murrah building. And the description, the government's description of that tape is the bomb detonates 3 minutes and 6 seconds after the suspects, quote unquote, exit the truck.
Well, I mean, we have the LA Times and everybody, a bunch of people interviewing the FBI agents who saw the tape, and it shows McVeigh and one other guy getting out. And then, of course, they've sequestered that tape, what, through three lawsuits?
Yes, but I've sued them to get it. And you have to ask yourself, and I'll answer the question, too, is that would be the best evidence of the crime, is an actual videotape of the people doing it. And you say, why wouldn't you have shown that as evidence at Nichols' trial and McVeigh's trial? And the obvious answer is one of the people getting out of the truck was, or two of the people getting out of the truck were on your payroll. And that's why you don't want it shown.
Well, they were all on the payroll. McVeigh was on their payroll. Now, he got recruited out of the Army. That was the inside info we always had. Have you ever seen the video of the guy up at the military camp a few months before it, when he's supposedly out of the military, who looks just like McVeigh?
I haven't.
That's pretty powerful. It is McVeigh. There's no doubt about it. Have you seen the camp grouper photos taken by off-duty police flying their Cessna of the at the Army base with the fuel oil tanks, and they're loading a Ryder truck behind security fences with ammonium nitrate?
That one I haven't seen either. I came late to this fight.
Camp Grouper, yeah. Oh, I mean, there's so much evidence. It's incredible. I mean, you know about them killing cops and coroners and doctors and witnesses, right?
That I know about, and I think they're fully capable of it.
Yeah.
And that's why, I made a joke about starting the car, but I recognized early on that for my own security, anything I did get, I couldn't keep it to myself. I had to get it out into the public, and that's why the minute I get an affidavit from Terry Nichols, yeah, or I get something, I file it in the court so it's public,
yeah,
record. So,
well, most of the people doing all this killing, you profile them, there's different types, but mainly they're former military, they've been in black ops, they've killed families in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Africa, they've seen dead kids everywhere, and they just start liking it. And so, hey, you know, kill 160-something people in a federal building, blow up some kids, collateral damage. But how would they like something happening to them or their family? Oh, then it's all, oh, my goodness, no, nothing can happen to us. And, of course, they got away with Oklahoma City, so why not 9/11? And, they just never stop. It just gets bigger and worse and more out of control. And, I'm not even looking for a fight with these people. I want them to stop killing us and stop destroying our country. But they've got a job to do to bring this nation down. Do you have any ideas about stopping Eric Holder becoming the Attorney General?
I just think that the I don't know how much good it would do, but I'd have your audience, your listeners, to write, call, email your congressmen or senators and tell them to look into this man's background. I mean, again, it's not me making this up. These are government documents with Holder involved in the cover-up of my brother's murder.
Well, that's probably on his resume. Probably his internal resume says, Oklahoma City bombing. I think, whoa, come on in here. Man, this is good. But we got a lot of federal targets for you.
To put in perspective, here today they indicted the five former servicemen for the shootings in Iraq. And I don't know the circumstance. I mean, it takes place in a combat zone. Most of them were former Marines or airborne. I was in the Corps. I know those people, they're well-disciplined. They're trained. They don't fly off the handle and do things like that, in my estimation. The point is that they're being prosecuted for, and if they did that, they should be, for what took place in Iraq. You have my brother who's in custody of the FBI in a cell where nobody but the FBI basically has access to him. They have all the evidence, and nobody gets prosecuted. The prosecutions by the federal government are selective.
It's called untouchable.
They have there's a reason they do it.
Well, look, they just arrested the Illinois governor, who I, by the way, hate. He's a gun grabber. But they just arrested him for what's normal in U.S. politics. You know, hey, I'll give you this appointment if you give me that appointment. And now they've arrested him. Meanwhile, you got Daley mob bossing there in the city. And it's nothing compared to all the other corruption.
They selectively prosecute, the federal government does. Crimes committed by themselves against the citizens are not prosecuted. They do it to further their own interests.
It's a mafia with government power.
Well, I've often said that the FBI is a, and again, your audience should know that I have. I hate that institution, but it's not as, I think it's actually worse than the old KGB, because the KGB, they do the same thing, but the KGB never claimed to be a legitimate law enforcement agency, and the FBI does.
Back when you were a Marine, did you have any idea how this country was really run?
No, I was, and when my brother was murdered, I didn't either. I expected the government to do the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, look at family courts. There's no due process there. They don't follow any law there. The whole country's a giant happy hunting ground for crooks to get into government and have their way with the people, and I, for one, am sick of it. Plus, they're bringing the whole country down now. They've gotten so corrupt, everything's collapsing like a third world nation. Good job, guys. You've destroyed America. Great job. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills?
Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverINC.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I want to talk to John, Cody, Steve, Chris, Tyler, and others from all over the country and the world. Before we go to phone calls with you, sir, Jesse Trinidad, other points you haven't covered, other areas that need to be gotten into?
Well, I'd just like to leave the audience with this thought that I didn't, two things, that I didn't start to go to Oklahoma City. Following my brother's murder took me there. I didn't start out hating my government. I didn't start out distrusting my government. I certainly didn't start out distrusting or hating the FBI. I went to my government. I went to the FBI asking them to do the right thing, to investigate my brother's murder, to prosecute the people who did it, and to punish them. And instead of that, I got lies, I got cover-up, I got harassment, and my government and the FBI tried at least twice to indict me, to shut me up. And they said it for that reason, I have the documents, I never sent them to you, but that where they said the purpose of indicting me was to stop it, my inquiry, to shut me up. Not that I'd done anything wrong, but just to shut me up.
See, that's what's so crazy, is that they're so corrupt. They'll even put in their own memos that they're committing racketeering crimes. I mean, to put false charges on somebody just to shut down an investigation into the government, that's criminal. But it's such a culture of criminality that it's just right out in the open now.
Well, they said they were doing it because I was on a campaign, and that's their words, campaign to discredit the federal government.
Well, you sociopath psychopaths, you killed his brother. You blew up a building full of little kids. I know you don't care about them. What about the federal officers, your fellow God creatures? I mean, you know, you killed kings. I know us slaves don't matter, but you killed gods. I mean, you know, I guess that doesn't matter, though, when a super god kills a lower god. Unbelievable. Let's take phone calls. John in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's John Carroll.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, how you doing? I talked with you last week. I'm a cop in Jersey City.
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing? Good to talk to you.
How are you, sir? I just had one question to ask Mr. Trinidu, and my condolences to the loss of your brother, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and I apologize because it's readily obvious from everything that you're saying that there's ultimately a real big problem there. And as a member of law enforcement, a 9/11 responder, it is my real apology to you that you went through that situation, and I apologize. My question is, Morris Dees, he was the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, correct?
That's my understanding. Yes, he was.
What is his culpability there? I mean, I've seen a couple of documentaries. I mean, do you find any culpability with regards to his position in that organization? I mean, where does he come from?
All I know is that the Southern Poverty Law Center has told me they're not involved. The FBI documents, on the other hand, say they are involved. I don't have a problem with monitoring hate groups that can do harm to American citizens, but.
Absolutely.
But you, as you know from law enforcement, you've got to stop them before they do it. And
they also mislabel. They like mix Second Amendment groups or property rights groups in with the Ku Klux Klan.
And I think, John, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
You're in local law enforcement.
He's a police detective.
Not in the federal government. Now, if you'd done something wrong, what would the federal government's approach have been to you? They jacked the jail up and put you under it.
I mean, in what sense, though?
They pursue local law enforcement people whether they've done anything wrong or not.
Well, that's part of federalization.
Yes, we definitely are. We're put into a situation, and it sort of is like the movies. You know how they portray the disdain between federal, FBI, DEA, local law enforcement. There is a general disdain because local law enforcement, you know, and it's really not a perception. It really is. It's actually actual. We really are just glorified security guards.
And if my brother had died and had been killed in a county jail or state prison, I think you can safely say the FBI had been all over that, wouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely. I'll give you a quick story.
John. We got a break. Come back a minute or two with you on that. How it works is you got boss hog level corruption and it's bad. But the feds are the worst, and they come in and they use the indiscretions of locals to take over. And that's how the federalization is happening. The feds have taken over scores of cities. They actually run them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the video footage of the Twin Towers demolition was taken by someone in offices directly across the street? It showed bombs going off, starting with the upper floors and descending to the bottom. How did someone get explosives inside the building and attach them to the support pillars? It was obvious to demolition experts that the buildings were brought down in perfect demolition style. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on our Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
You got to get over your fear. You got to just commit to what you're doing and deal with it. I respect these enemies. It takes a lot to be able to blow little kids up in America and torture cops to death and do all the things they do. I mean, I don't think I'm safe. I don't think I'm beating them. I'm just saying, look, you people are out of control destroying the country, and I've got to fight you. And, you know, you murdered this guy's brother, and he stood up to you, and he's beating you. They probably aren't going to kill you, though. They've already harassed your family and your parents till they died because now they don't want to draw attention to themselves by killing you. But who knows? They're so reckless now, they might cut your head off and stick it on a pike in front of town. I mean, or on the gates of the city. There is just a flagrance by these people now. But, Jesse Trinity, I just want to commend you. Going back to John in New York, a police detective out there, and we can confirm he is. We know who he is. He's had 9/11 Truth into Jersey and New York. Finishing up the point you were making, then I want to get to the other calls.
Absolutely, Alex. Just real quick story. 9/13/01. What we received was a cross-referenced manifest of obviously Middle Eastern names. That's actually when we had a constitution back then, before the Patriot Act. So they actually had to manufacture a manifest of people that had, you know, Middle Eastern names, but with very slight what we call scofflaw. You know, parking ticket warrants that they didn't serve, they didn't pay their tickets, very minuscule offenses. And all of a sudden, we were given that manifest to go out and find these people. And I think out of I was in special investigations at the time, so we were assigned to do that. And we pulled these names. We found out of 30, we actually located one. We felt like we were doing the right thing at that time. Obviously, in hindsight, it's 2020. Now it seems ridiculous to me that I thought I was doing the right thing. I mean, I'm violating this person's. I mean, we're not really violating the person's rights. I mean, that person would, be processed. In and out of the
but for a crooked toenail that you were specifically being drawn off of serious cases, put on these petty cases.
Well, that was it was 2 or 3 days right after 9/11. So I mean that was the case. I mean there was the, you know, 9/11 was the case. I mean you were just all over the place.
Well, you know, with the Oklahoma City bombing, and I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you again. Call back soon. We're gonna go to some more calls here in a minute, but. What the FBI did is they went and investigated everything, the dog catcher, the butcher, the candlestick maker. They went after everybody to create the biggest mountain up until that point of investigations ever to get their good agents off the real trail and to create just this mountain of garbage. Jesse, what do they call that tactic?
All I know is it's that's part of their tactic all the time. Is when they really want to cover it up, they say, look at our investigation. We interviewed 10,000 witnesses and we have 100,000 documents. Obfuscation is what they do. And in the bombing case, the agent in charge of the case, after he retired, said he was told, the only time in his career, he was told by Maine Justice out of the White House, Clinton Reno Justice Department, not to go after the people at Elohim City.
Yeah. All righty. Let's go ahead and talk to Cody in Georgia. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Cody.
Yes, sir. I just had a question. I was wanting to ask if... Actually, I had two questions. I just want to ask you, sir, if you were able to subpoena the federal guards or if they allowed you to do that, or that judge, you seem like a pretty reasonable judge.
Yeah, do you have an idea who killed your brother?
I don't. I don't. See, one of the things under the Freedom of Information Act you request is you can't subpoena.
Oh.
All you can do is a judge can order them to... I have to focus on Nichols and the documents I asked for. I can't go, even though that's where that road's going to take me, I can't just jump ahead to there. I have to go through the process of fleshing out the bombing, linking Richard Lee Guthrie, who I think my brother was mistaken for, to the bombing, and get there one step at a time. I just can't jump over everything.
Have you ever actually seen pictures of Mr. Guthrie?
I have. They look alike. He and my brother look alike.
Oh, me. I had one more quick question. I was wondering, one of the John Does they had said was Middle Eastern looking, and I was curious if you, Alex, knew anything, if it might have been Mossad involved or something to that effect. I didn't know. John Does was supposed to be.
A lot of people have said there's a Middle Eastern connection. I don't know. I can tell you. But everything I have seen, all the FBI documents talk about homegrown folks and government
Look,
folks.
They always have covers and fallbacks. They did have Middle Easterners. They were caught at the airports with the blue jogging suits and the bomb-making components, but they weren't involved either. They were only involved in a local cover to throw the media off. The media was doing investigations of them, and some of the people even involved in 9/11 on the outside. So always in a black op, they have multiple trends, multiple patsy lines, multiple angles they can go on, and it was meant to be blamed on the American people and homegrown militias, but they were ready to fall back with the whole Middle Easterner line. As for Israel, you know, Israel has a lot of evidence involved in the Mumbai attacks, so we cover that. And Israel, it's been in their papers that they've admittedly staged al-Qaeda attacks in Israel. That's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. But then there's this whole crowd who just always says Israel does everything. You know, just everything. No, it's another system run by the same globalist, and they're a very able intelligence group, so they do a lot of this evil. But there are other groups. The British do it. The Germans do it. The Russians have been caught doing it. This is what governments do. It's a very nasty tactic, and only by exposing it and making false flag terror a household name can we finally stop these inside jobs and then all the political hay they get out of it. The truth is, really, nobody's attacking us. There's nothing going on. Everybody's scared of the U.S., so the globalists have to go stage things as a way to oppress their own people or go attack other nations. And we had the former head of Pakistani intelligence on in a huge exclusive in the first hour. If you missed it, folks, it's going to be re-airing in about 20 minutes at InfoWars.com, the only place you can hear it right now. It'll be re-airing on AM and FMs across the country as the show rebroadcast. Thank you for the call, sir. Now let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm curious, what is the strongest evidence you have to link this this situation to the German intelligence?
I don't have that yet. That's my understanding. That's what I've sued to get, the CIA report that I've been told exists.
Well, that's separate than the CIA report. We know Andreas Strassmeier's dad was the big top Nazi. We know he's in German intelligence. We know he was allowed to leave the United States, even though he was picked up by the Justice Department. We know Andreas Strassmeier was at Elohim City. That's in all the FBI documents. And that he was the explosives maker working with McVeigh. Correct, Jesse Trinidad?
Well, I know that the CIA, he was there. He was the explosive instructor, it's my understanding, and the weapons instructor. His father was high positioned in the German government, and the FBI knew he was leaving after the bombing to Mexico, and a former CIA person is reported to have escorted him out of the country and back to Germany.
Okay. Anything else, Steve? He hung up. I think that guy calls. I think he can't imagine somebody from Germany could do something wrong. There's another camp that thinks Germany is pure on everything. It's very strange. Just like Reuters admitted the Germans were caught staging terror attacks last week, and it's very, very odd. He calls routinely, though. I think that's along the lines of what he was trying to say. My IM crashed here, John. Give me the next caller, please. Okay, Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I'd like you to elaborate a little bit more on how the Southern Poverty Law Center had prior knowledge of how they funded or knew about Elohim City. Because if I could explain quickly, I'm trying to expose them as the race baiters they are at my local non-commercial community-supported radio station. Had Mark Potok on of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I know he's written to you. And on the 1 o'clock show on November 18th, if you want to check out their archives. And then I got to confront him or try to confront him, but unfortunately he had to leave there.
Well, Potok's written about me, and they say there is no world government, there is no North American Union, there is no Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA highways. Doesn't matter if it's been in hundreds of newspapers the last 2 months. Doesn't matter if it's in the Financial Times of London today. In fact, bring me those. Let's put those articles up on screen. It doesn't matter. They just say that it doesn't exist. And so, Jesse, why don't you go over the FBI documents that the specifics that basically the leadership of the Elohim C Nazi compound was basically Southern Poverty Law, correct?
All I know is the FBI documents refer to the Southern Poverty Law Center and Southern Poverty Law Center informants. The Southern Poverty Law Center has denied that they were involved. Can I swear they were? I can't. All I can tell you is that the FBI says they were. Or at least the documents reference repeating. My FOIA request, the government came back with 150 pages of documents where the Southern Poverty Law Center is mentioned with the FBI on almost every page. And again, in fairness to them, the Southern Poverty Law Center says it wasn't us. And when I say, well, why in the hell would the FBI put your name on their documents if you weren't involved? But were they? I don't know.
No, I'm sure everything's fine. I'm sure they haven't done anything wrong. They're good people. They just want to ban free speech in America and lie about good people and mix them in with horrible folks. Anything else, sir?
Well, yes, it's interesting that the person who responded or tried to rebut my referencing the Salt Lake City Tribune articles, my statement said that referred the listeners to the Truth Dig article, where it does say that even though Mark Potok denied knowledge, prior knowledge, it says that even though Morris Dees earlier, when asked at a meeting at Southeastern Oklahoma State University whether his organization had any inside source at Eagleham City, made no such denial. Rather, he dodged the question, acknowledging that his organization worked closely with the FBI and other federal agencies, but omitting any precise details.
Sure. Well, let's be clear. They had their own informants inside that went back to the FBI and said, let's stop them. And then they would indict their own informants who were trying to become FBI agents to shut them up.
Well, it'd be nice if they would tell the truth, because, like you said, it would serve them better.
All right. Appreciate the call. Who's up next after him, John? Okay. Gloria in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
My name is Gloria Chipman, and I'm calling from Oklahoma City. I lost my husband in the Oklahoma City bombing.
No, I'm sorry to hear that, Gloria.
Thank you. And we have a group here called VOTIVS, Victims of Terrorism Information and Vital Exchange Services. We initially started in August of 2001 trying to help the other family members and survivors. They still needed counseling and help with their bills and things. And then we heard about Jesse Trinidou. And on the air, I'd just like to say we are indebted to Jesse Trinidou for sharing with us information and passing it on and having it on various websites. We would like to also ask your listeners if you would please contact your congressional representatives and the judiciary. We're calling for congressional hearings with a special prosecutor into the Oklahoma City bombing.
Maybe they'll appoint Eric Holder.
Oh, dear.
Because Janet Reno appointed deputy a director of the Waco probe was the person that ran Waco. So,
Yeah.
Maybe they'll appoint John Gotti to investigate John Gotti. But, no, I mean, I think it is a good idea to always call for investigations, because even in whitewashes, things come out. Any comments on a new investigation, Jesse Trinidou?
I don't think Mrs. Chipman and I have been in contact for years now, and I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but the more former Reno Clinton Justice Department people we bring on board in this administration, the less likely that is to happen. Eric Holder is not going to go back and open up to my brother's murder, nor will he open up the Oklahoma City bombing. But that doesn't mean that it can't be done through the state. And that's why we put the reward up for my brother's cases. There are a lot of people who know what happened.
$250,000 for information leading to the identification and indictment, or what?
The conviction of the FBI agents who did this, or the FBI operatives.
Absolutely. All right. Gloria, anything else? Sorry to hear about your husband.
Well, thank you. Again, have your, like I believe you or Jesse said earlier, have your listeners write about Eric Holder, write to your congressman, and include the Oklahoma City bombing and hearings that need to be done.
All right. Gloria, good to hear from you. And really, again, you know, here I am on air, cynically, I'm trying to show people how corrupt it is, but cynically talking about him killing people. And these are real people. That was her husband. Jesse Trinidou's brother's a real person murdered. And if they can murder them, they can murder you. And if they can get away with that, it'll be bigger next time. And that's the whole point about corruption and evil. I'm going to let you go, Jesse Trinidou. As new things develop, please contact us again. And I would love to break any other news or information you have, any other documents that are now public you want us to post on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I would be really happy to put those up. In the last minute we've got left, give us the website. Tell us about the reward.
The website, again, is my brother's initials, Kenneth Michael Trinidou. It's KMTReward.com, one word,
KMTReward.com. It's $250,000 for the FBI agents who killed my brother. And as I said, there are lots of people who know what happened. And they just have no incentive to come forward, or they're afraid to come forward. And hopefully this money will give them the incentive. And the money's there. I mean, it's we got enough from that judgment. This is federal government money, too.
Yeah, we will never defeat the globalists, the New World Order, the corrupt, the forces of darkness, if good people don't stand up and fight back. And you've done that, and look at all the success you've had. You've been through incredible tribulation, but we wouldn't have any liberty, any freedom. Corruption would just run wild if it wasn't for good people throughout history fighting back against it. So that's why we commend you, Jesse Trinidad. It was great having you on. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. I'm going to come back in the final segment and blow these up and put them on the TV screen. I want you to see the Financial Times of London headline out there, and I want you to ask Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all these gatekeepers, hey, there's no world government. Why are there hundreds of mainstream news articles with top policy people saying they're setting up a world government, it's going to be tyrannical, and that that's good? See, tyranny is good, and world taxes are good. Now, there's the Financial Times of London. I'm going to put this up on screen for you. Well, there is the article today. And we're going to put a blow-up of that on screen when we get back. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HD TV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HD TVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
On the screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members, this will be ripped to the four corners of the web, and that's great. Financial Times of London, and now for a world government. And this is their foreign and international affairs editor, Gideon Raikman. and now for a world government. Now, this isn't just the Financial Times of London, the most prestigious newspaper in the world, more than the New York Times, more than the Wall Street Journal, the global paper of record. This thing is subscribed to all over the world. In here, they admit in previous articles that they engineered the financial collapse for big banks to take over smaller banks, that they've cut off liquidity to the public to implode the world economy so the banks can consolidate. I've read those articles and shown those to you as they bragged, as they set this up the last 3 years. And here again, they just brag that it's a world government. They say that democracy will have to be gotten rid of, that a world government means that people won't have liberties anymore. Back here, they talk disdainfully about how, you know, the American people and their guns, they own guns. Oh, my God. It's horrible. They're going to fight world government. You know, it's just terrible that we can't. And they talk about how they soothingly have tried to deny world government so that we wouldn't get upset. And they brag about how they use the word world governance because the public's so stupid. They don't know governance in the dictionary means government. And they tell you, oh, you're an elite yuppie. You're an elite person. You know, you make $100,000 a year. You're a member of the elite. You know global government doesn't exist. Rush Limbaugh and the liberal websites, and not just the fake neocon ones, the fake conservative ones, but the little liberal websites, Huffington Post and places, oh, none of that exists. Crazy. You're a racist. It's code for racism. And you're like, what is the code? Well, you just are racist. We all know that world government doesn't exist and that that's code for racism. Now, Paul Watson did another story about this that details it and links to some other documents and articles. Financial Times editorial admits agenda for dictatorial world government. Jaw-dropping report concedes that global governance is a euphemism for anti-democratic global government. They're going to take your roads, your power plants, privatize your local governments, but that doesn't mean that they're actually going to run things. You'll still pay taxes. It's just that they'll double, triple the prices, and they're not paying to take over. It's just given to them. So this is globalization, and there's Paul Watson's article about it. But again, hundreds of newspapers every few days are saying world government, the bankers will save you. You'll pay carbon taxes to them. It's just going to be a Valhalla. I had the author, what, Rothkopf of Super Class, who was in the Washington Post admitting it's world government a few months ago. I had him on. They knew who I was. You know, when we called him up to have him on, during the breaks, he's like, oh, we all know who you are, Alex Jones. You're not going to stop our global government, basically, is what he was telling me. John Harmon heard that. Then he'd come back on air and go, it's fine. Global government's good. It's no big deal. You know, just accept it. These are foreign institutions controlling the population. And that's what we are dealing with here, is global government. But there is the Financial Times of London report right there for you. Folks, in closing, we had the General Hamid Ghul on today. Huge interview. He was on at the very start of the show that restarts on the screams, dealing with government-sponsored terrorism and a lot more. So that is coming up with the general. Here's a shot of him right here for you. That is coming up in the rebroadcast at Infowars.com and on AM and FMs across the country later. We need your financial support to continue on and expand what we're doing. Please go to Infowars.com, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, share your passcode with others, get the word out. Buy books and videos at Infowars.com. Give them as Christmas gifts. Give the gift of truth and information today. That's what the spirit of giving is really about, is unlocking people's minds. God bless you all. Rebroadcast starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.